Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Year in Review, a look back at the biggest stories of 2025. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
It's week one as we're recording this in the Arizona courtroom and the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. Yes, that Lori Vallow back. This time playing the dual role of the defendant and her own attorney. And it's starting to get interesting. Think of it like the courtroom version of trying to cut your own hair before a job interview. She's facing charges for conspiring to murder her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, a case full of dark spiritual talk, text, filings, bullet trajectories, and courtroom cross-examinations that are... Yeah, they're there. Joining us is a defense attorney and former prosecutor, Eric Faddis, to help us make sense of the strategy, the substance, and whether Lori's DIY defense is anything more than a slow motion legal train wreck. Eric, I'm just going to toss it to you right there. Is this just a slow motion legal train wreck that we've been observing the last several days here in the courtroom?
Well, if I were there, I'd say get off the tracks because, there's a devastating event that I think is likely to occur. It has been interesting so far. There have been some extraordinary moments with Lori Vallow Daybell representing herself, and there is still a good amount of this trial to go.
There is a lot of this trial left to go. We're still listening to the prosecution as they're bringing their case. Are you surprised how detailed the prosecution has been so far? I mean, I know it's not, nothing's a slam dunk, but it feels like one side is really bringing it pretty good. Then you got Lori on the other side. I mean, you don't want to just assume the other side's going to fail, but I mean, it's turning out to be an interesting trial so far.
Yeah, I mean, the prosecution has to cross their T's and dot their I's. That it's their burden. That they're the ones who have to prove the case. So they're kind of coming with it. And I think one thing that they're doing, whether consciously or not, is sort of contrasting their approach, which seems professional and polished and compelling so far, with Lori Vallaudable's approach, which is kind of anything but that, in part because she's not an attorney.
How do you think she's doing so far? We're going to look at a clip here in a moment, but she did her opening arguments, and I was kind of surprised by the opening statements from Lori. Honestly, the bar was pretty low, but I felt like she kind of met the bar there in that part anyway. What's been your reaction?
You know, she has surely done her homework on the case. You know, she's had a lot of time to look at it because she's just in custody, nothing else going on. So it does seem like she has a relatively decent grasp on the nature of the case against her, on the witnesses and what they might say, and sort of the thrust of their testimony. And she has so far, been reasonably competent, has asked questions that seem pertinent to the issues the jury has to decide. So on those levels, I think she has done better than expected. But there have been some places where she has faltered as well.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm still trying to wrap my mind around any questions that she's asked the jury that are pertinent to anything, because so much of it just seems like, where are you going with this? I mean, there's been the arguments. There's a lot about the CPR. When was it administered? Was it administered? All of that with Charles. Tell me what that's all about. I mean, I'm not quite understanding what the point is all of this, or how this has anything to do with her being tied to the conspiracy of killing Charles when we're talking about CPR and if it was administered or not for a man that clearly CPR would not have saved anything.
I mean, that's what the witness said, too, in response to those questions, that, hey, look, he appeared clearly deceased. And so it wouldn't make any sense to engage in CPR measures. Perhaps Lori is trying to touch on some kind of causation argument that Charles Vella could have been saved. But that doesn't negate the allegation that she was involved in a conspiracy to kill him.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of confused by, because it's like, well, even if he was saved, you were still anyway. Let's take a look. This is, I think, I would say the first moments thus far where I feel like she's kind of gone off the rails a bit. And this is when she's questioning a witness on cross. This is someone who went on a date with Charles Vallow right before he was murdered. And Lori just can't seem to resist to find out. What were they talking about that night? Were they talking about me? What were you talking about? Was it me? Was it me? What were you talking about with me? Let's take a look.
So let me understand. You were dating some different men on this website, right? From the websites?
Sure.
Would you say it was common for men to be talking so much about their supposed ex-wives during their conversations with a potential?
It's actually very common.
Really?
Really.
Interesting.
And again, Your Honor, I'm going to object to the defendant making comments after her questions.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I won't do that again.
All right, please stop.
I'll just ask the questions.
Thank you.
So there were some text messages between you and my husband after the dinner on July 10th. Is that correct?
Correct.
What time would those text messages have occurred?
After dinner.
What time?
10:45-ish.
10:45 to what?
I'm not certain, ma'am. After dinner.
10:45 to midnight, maybe?
I just told you I don't know. Maybe.
What did you discuss in those text messages?
And I'm going to object to relevance again. There's a specific area.
Sustain.
You testified a minute ago that Charles told you a lot of things about his wife. You didn't say ex-wife, but you said wife. Is that correct?
Okay, sure.
What were a lot of things?
The things that I've testified to.
Can you be more specific?
Am I allowed to do a narrative then?
Let's go on sidebar.
So that was rather interesting. The narrative that Lori is very focused on right here is what was being said about me. Does this have anything to do with the case, or is Lori letting her narcissism take over?
It seems like a pretty self-centric approach in a way that doesn't necessarily apply to the case. It more so seems like, you know, a former partner who wants the dirt on what her spouse was saying to a woman on whom with whom she was on a date. He was on a date. Mm-hmm. And so, does it go to whether she committed a conspiracy to kill him? No, not really. It kind of seems like she's digging for details that might be personally satisfying to her, but completely irrelevant.
That's what I'm getting here. Let's take a look at another piece of her testimony just the other day.
Like I said, I don't ask the details about what someone does for work when I'm trying to get to know someone.
But you knew that he sold life insurance. You stated that.
I believe that I had a vague understanding that he did something with insurance.
And then he brought that up again at dinner.
No, we didn't talk about his work at dinner.
I thought you said you did talk about, correct me if I'm wrong, you said you did talk about that he changed the life insurance policy at dinner.
Well, you were asking me if we talked about that he sold insurance, which that didn't happen. But yes, he did tell me that he changed the beneficiary of his life insurance policy at dinner.
Did he tell you how much his life insurance policy was for?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
$1 million.
Did he tell you how much my life insurance policy was for?
I do not recall.
You don't recall?
We didn't talk about you very much in that vein.
When did you talk to him about me very much then? If it wasn't at dinner, was it in your text messages?
We were talking about what he was going through in the process of separating from you, not about what your life insurance policy was worth. And we talked about you on the phone, and when I say you, meaning what he was doing as he was going through this separation.
Relevancy?
Yeah, and I think the prosecution, you saw a relevance objection earlier, but yeah. Part of it is just kind of letting her go and sort of, indulging her in this meandering approach that appears kind of self-absorbed. And I got to imagine the impression the jury is getting from this line of questioning isn't favorable to her.
I mean, what do you think is going through a jury's mind right now? I mean, she's already off. You can already, it's any normal person or healthy mind would go, there's something weird about her, even if you know nothing about the case. And then you get to this. I mean, what the hell do you think they're thinking at this point? Is it just like, all right, she's guilty, she's nuts, or what, are they throwing in the towel?
I'm not sure that we've gotten there just yet, but certainly some confusion and certainly some raised eyebrows. You know, I think Lori's trying to establish, hey, this life insurance policy was actually standard. Charles Vello sold them. It wasn't my motivation to kill him.
Oh, is that what she's trying to do?
I'm wondering if that is the direction she might be trying to go, but it's not landing. She's not able to like piece things together. And so the jury, I'm sure, is horribly confused by this.
That's what's so confusing about when narcissistic type people speak, because in their mind, it's going one way. And in the rest of the world receiving it, it's like, what are you getting at? But to them, it's just clear as day, but they don't have any concept of others. It's that empathetic thing.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
She did an interview like right before this trial started. It's not the Keith Morrison Dateline one. It was, I believe, like with one of the local ones out there in Idaho. And she was talking about, life behind bars and what it's like. And she's like starting a little cult up back there, it sounds like.
Told you, we actually said that.
Yes, so we did.
I think it was you and I, like right when she got convicted, it was like, what do you think life behind bars will be for her? And I said, it's actually going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
from her perspective, because she is charismatic. Mm-hmm. She spews a lot of crazy shit that she can rationalize, and she's going to attract people to her life in behind bars. And also there's going to be the nutters out there that want to, that I guarantee you she's getting fan mail, probably getting a couple wacky guys that want to marry her. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's all happening because crazy attracts crazy, man.
She was talking about how she believes it's her mission in life, her mission from God now is to be behind bars and to, you know, bring this enlightenment. And I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but, you know, bring her version of the word of God to them and to help them and be there for these beautiful women who are on death row.
This is perfect for her. You
exactly.
She's got a captive audience.
Yep.
She can help people feel great about themselves, and she doesn't worry about her food or shelter anymore. That's why she's killing people off and taking their life insurance, because you know, she's a failed cosmetologist. Mm-hmm.
The commissary.
She's meant to do this. She's put on this earth to be behind bars. There you go.
She didn't go super big into religion this week, which I was kind of surprised by, but I could tell she was getting a little triggered. And here's a moment of that. This is her talking with one of her former close friends, and this is her discussing a bit of religion in here, which, again, I think this is going to go deeper eventually, but here's our first inklings that she's getting a little
I've been
triggered.
Accused of being out of the scope of the LDS religion when this is exactly in the scope of the LDS religion.
All right, I guess to the extent you're comparing yourself to these biblical figures, I'll allow it.
Comparing to biblical figures.
Was Elisha translated? Yes, I believe so.
Okay. But you don't know that John the Revelator was translated as well?
I can't remember.
And then the three Nephites in the Book of Mormon, they're translated as well?
No, there were three. You asked me their names. I don't remember their names.
I wasn't asking their names.
Bad Mormon.
Do you know who they are? As in, are you aware of them? I'm sorry. I'll be more specific. Are you aware of the three Nephites in the Book of Mormon?
Yes.
That they were translated?
Yes.
So is it fair to say that that isn't uncommon in the Christian belief system to believe in people being translated?
I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that question for all of Christianity.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you a Christian that believes in the Bible?
Yes.
Object, Your Honor, to relevance.
Who to judge?
Patience of a saint.
Hurry up.
He's just trying to figure it out, too.
Yes, I believe in the Bible, of course.
And Elijah in the Bible is translated, right?
Yes.
And you believe in that, right?
Yes.
And you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Is that correct?
Correct.
So that would not be out of the scope of what you believe. That's all I'm asking.
Correct.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Everybody's like, you got anything else? And with that, I mean, I think she's trying to get at, okay.
What she mean by translated? Translated like killed?
I don't know if translated means killed or translated means like she's a wiser human being.
Yeah.
I think it's like she's gotten the powers. And
I apologize. I haven't heard that word used yet.
Yeah. I don't think translated means killed. I think it means that like she has superpowers now, basically. Like God has looked at her and so she's comparing herself to biblical figures
elevated,
in the Mormon.
Elevated.
Yes.
There you go. Elevated.
Yes. So she's like up there in her mind. So she's trying to somehow contextualize, well, these people did it. So why would it be unreasonable if I'm that too? I think that's where she's going with it.
That makes sense now. Yeah. But why?
Sure, it'll make a ton of sense to the jury. Like, well, she's translated. Well, that explains everything. She knows more than we do. Clearly, she can go kill people. Let's let her out to a playground. It's like, what the hell?
Hey, and everyone's safe as long as you don't have a life insurance policy.
Exactly. And that's part of it. It's like, are you, you know, do you believe what I believe, kind of? And do you have life insurance? And if you do, well, guess what? You're going to be on her hit list. So there is some of the religion beginning to be sprinkled in here. She seems a little triggered by it. I'm going to guess she's going to go deeper on this. Do you think?
Yeah, so, and you make a fair point of that too. And I think with the cabal of people around her in prison, and then she's obviously getting counsel and advice and guidance from people of knowledge. I mean, there's no way she learned how to talk like this on her own, you know? And so I think that she's probably advised to stay completely away from religion because she sounds like a nutter. Mm-hmm. Or they're not say that she sounds like a nutter. They're going to say that the uninformed, the unenlightened, and the jury are not going to understand what you're saying. So in order for your message to come across, you need to avoid it. But like you said, when she gets triggered and emotionally hijacked, which will happen under cross on her, when you get emotionally hijacked, you go to your core beliefs, you go to core of who you are. I think it's going to come out then. And that I think that's going to be the episodes of this season that I think are going to be the most interesting, because when she is right, because what's happening now, let's just analyze this behaviorally. Mm-hmm. What's happening now, she's in control.
Yeah.
She's in control of what she's presenting. She's in control of her words. She's in control of the questions. Some of them are being disputed, you know, or pushed back on with objections. But in general, she prepared. She's the center of attention. So she's completely in her own comfort zone when she is it. Mm-hmm. And she's asking exactly what she wants of who she wants. It's no sense to anyone else because she's in control. I think when she loses control, you're going to see a different side of her come out.
Yeah, I do too. And I don't think she's going to be able to hold anything back. Her brother, Adam Cox, took the stand as well. He was not, I believe, in the first trial. This is the sane brother. I actually know him. I worked with him in radio in Wichita years ago. He's been on this show as well. And him and the uncle actually have a podcast, the Silver Linings podcast. And they talk about a lot of the stuff that's been going on in this case from their personal perspective. This is the first time I've talked to him about this case, but this is the first time I think a lot of us have learned just how involved he was in the moments leading up to Charles' death. And in no way do I think he has anything to do with it, but I think he was just as blindsided. It's interesting to hear Lori try and make a connection with him over enchiladas in court. Let's take a look.
I thought so too.
Mr. Cox, how long has it been since we've seen each other in person?
Don't know.
When was the last time you saw me?
I don't recall.
So, has it been a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, something 6 years, like 7 years, 8 years?
Something.
Okay. So, you have no idea?
Nope.
You have no idea when the last time you saw me in person?
I don't know the year or how many years it's been.
Okay, so did you see me at Colby's wedding in January 2018?
No, I was not there.
You didn't come to Colby's wedding?
No, I did not.
So did you see me sometime that year at my house?
Possibly.
Where Colby got married? That house.
I did see you at that house, yes.
At least one time?
Yes.
So possibly in 2018?
Yes.
And when was the last time we had any communications?
The last time I remember our communications was you and I were speaking in the kitchen when the family was over.
Okay, so you think that was that time in 2018?
I think so.
Okay. And were we eating my green chili chicken enchilada?
Do not remember that.
You do not remember that?
Nope.
Is that what I made every time we had a family get together, which was like 10 times a year?
I don't remember that.
Okay. And when was the last time that we had a phone call or text message?
I have no idea.
Were we eating my green chili chicken enchiladas?
So I think an important thing for people that are bored listening to her, like me,
to really
take example of here is what you're witnessing is psychopathy in action.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't get triggered, you know, not just in this interaction with her brother, but anyone, like we were saying, she has such a neutral aspect to herself or an effect to herself because she's not emotionally connected to anyone. Mm-hmm. And so no matter what she's saying, she's able to maintain cognitive pragmatic approach to her questions she's trying to get across. But that's why she's not responding. That's why she's not seeing an emotional response to anything, because except she'll get angry maybe. It's all about grandiosity, because that's all what, again, I'm not a licensed clinician. I haven't seen any results of a psychopathy test on her or anything like that. But this is what psychopathy looks like. Zero effect, you know, with interacting with human beings. That's why she's so boring. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there. There's zero there.
A lot of times you think of psychopathy and it's this crazy, raging person. No, it's most of the time it's this.
So what happens is what psychopaths will do is they adapt the environment. So we're seeing this really, really good. So I'm kind of having some pops in my mind on this one. So what psychopaths do very, very, very well, and not psychopaths that kill people, but just psychopathy in general. It's a continuum, mm-hmm. From low end to high end, is they have the ability to morph themselves into their environment so they can be predators in that environment very, very well. That's what it's a natural part of who they are. They don't even think about it. And so they become stalkers. They become manipulators of the entire environment. That's why I said I thought she's going to do very well in prison, because she's going to learn that environment, just like I think Alec Murdoch's going to do very well in prison.
Yeah.
They manipulate their entire environments for their self-gain. Mm-hmm. And so what we're seeing here is we're seeing her as a defense attorney in the courtroom morphing herself into what it needs to be as a defense attorney.
Be curious if she had more reps in being a defense attorney, just a few more trials under her belt. How, like, would she improve? Would she do better at the of?
I think she would.
For being her first round here.
You know, it depends on the amount of she lacks any humility whatsoever, because you need humility to learn. But if she's going to, if she's thinking in terms of. Boy, that's a really good question, because no humility, can't learn, you know. But at the same time, though, she's going to get – it would depend on how the – if the responses she's getting are serving her predatory needs.
Yeah.
If they were, which, again, it's hard to understand what exactly her gain is that she's looking for. So in her mind, if she's gaining what she wanted to gain from the interaction, then she's not going to improve. But if she wasn't, then she's going to reflect and think about how she can manipulate that world a little bit better, and then she would improve. So it really depends on what her context of success is in this situation.
Translated being, she was just talking about that. Here is Adam. This, I believe, is with the prosecution, asking him about what she was talking about when she talked about being a translated being or becoming a translated being to Adam. Let's take a look.
Lori told me that she was in the process of translating from a mortal human being to an immortal human being, a celestial state.
Okay. That's something that the LDS religion supports?
I haven't heard of it, and that it's happened here on Earth yet.
Did you ever hear her talking about being married to someone that is relevant in your religion?
Yes, I have heard that.
Did she tell that to you?
I don't know. I can't recall her telling me that, but I remember other people telling me that.
Okay. Was there anything else that you recall her telling you that she believed that seemed outside the LDS religion?
Yes. There was a time where she told me that she had more priesthood authority than the priesthood.
And why, can you explain for us what that means, why that was significant to you?
In our religion, the men hold the priesthood. And she said that she's in a state where she's above that. Okay. I didn't quite understand it, but very strange.
Did you confront her about these beliefs?
Confront her? No.
Did you discuss with her about these beliefs?
I just let her say what she wanted to say.
Was there ever a conversation where when she was telling you these things, where she asked if you thought she was crazy?
Yes.
And how did you respond to that?
I said, I don't know if you're crazy, but what you're telling me is not true.
So again, this is kind of where, and I'm not trying to insult LDS, but you walk people up to the line of human beings being something that they're not, and then they take it a little bit further and go, well, why can't I be these magical people? It's not surprising when they walk off the cliff, and there's a lot of them that seem to walk off the cliff. Lori just happened to go, like, way off the cliff.
Yeah, when you deal with mental health issues, challenges, or deviant behavior, and they're able to grab on to a system that's already pre-established and then take it and manipulate it for their own needs, mm-hmm. that's what happens when you deal with LDS or any religion, really. It just happens to be the flavor of the day, you know, in the last bunch of years that LDS has been the brunt of the experiment for these people.
Yeah, they got a problem with extreme thinking and honing it in. Let's do one more. This is Kay Woodcock. As we know, the Kay and Larry, they were the ones who initially had JJ, and it was the grandchild, and right. Lori ended up adopting JJ, and we know what happened after that. She was one of the grandparents that was begging police to look into this. Where are the grandkids? And after many, 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 many weeks, and them even seeing Lori and believing her excuses, they obviously found out they were dead, and then they arrested them. Let's take a look at Kay Woodcock kind of talking about the relationship problems that Charles was talking about having at that time with Lori.
Yes, I did. In 2019, again, without going into what Charles said, did you ever believe that Charles was concerned for his safety?
Charles was absolutely concerned for his safety. Lori had sent me a text, I think it was on a Thursday, that she and Charles were fighting because of some stuff she came up with. And that she and JJ and Tylee were at a hotel. Well, I guess Tylee was, I'm not sure. And because she didn't want to have any fighting, so they went to a hotel, and I came out. I knew Charles the next day. That's when she sent it to me, and then I just really didn't. I didn't call Charles. I knew he'd call me, and he sure enough did, and he was a mess, and so I flew out the next day out here to help him with JJ and just to come and talk to him and see what was going on. He was alone, and Lori's family turned their backs on him and JJ. Okay.
Let's just kind of break it all down
here. All right.
You got a lot that you remember. So you said that you got a text from Lori indicating that she and JJ and Tylee were at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that Charles then called you maybe the next day?
Yeah.
And you came out here to Arizona?
Yes.
When you came out here to Arizona, did you become aware at that point that there was a big problem now with their relationship?
There was a huge problem now with their relationship.
And during this time when you had come out here, do you remember approximately when that was?
It's like the 1st of February of 2019, or the 2nd. It was right in there.
When you came out here, did you then speak with Charles about his concerns for his safety? Just yes or no?
About his what?
His concerns for his safety.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
He also ever talking about Lori not wanting to have JJ or Tylee or him in her life anymore. So that doesn't play very well for her, where she's actively talking about not wanting her kids or her ex-husband in her world right after they all die.
Yeah, what's interesting, we all pick up on different things when we watch these things. What's mm-hmm. interesting to me is that this happened in 2019. She remembered the first thing being a Thursday, And she remembers it was either the 1st or the 2nd of February, 2019. Mm-hmm. Tony, what did you do on the 1st or 2nd of February, 2019? What did you do in February of 2019?
Well, I can give you every single day. On the first day, I started it at a Burger King. No, but keep in mind, I mean, she's been living this this story for the last however many years now. So she has some of those dates down. But yes, like right off the bat, I don't... And no idea, you know?
Right. And well, and my point here being that we don't remember average days. Our brains don't work that way. We remember days that are really, really challenging and bad, or we remember really, really awesome days. And so the fact that this was such an emotional impact on her, what was going on, you know, that she travels down there, that there's major things going on in the marriage, and she made the trip to do that and remembers the dates very specifically indicates, you know, granted, I know it's testimony and she's doing it and everything, but at the same time, though, behaviorally, it's very congruent with where there's a major problem. This is not made up in her life.
No, not at all. And there you go. That's where we're at this moment in time of this recording and the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. It's going to be picking up again. And of course, we're going to keep covering it until its end. It's still in the hands of the state, and they are going to continue to bring up their witnesses. It's going to get very interesting once it's over to the defense to see who Lori brings in. I wonder if Lori's going to bring anyone in that's going to like benefit her in any sort of way, or if she's going to squander all of that too without even realizing it.
She will bring in who she thinks will benefit her. So for what I said earlier, I think what we're really witnessing here is, again, non-clinical assessment where we're seeing psychopathy in action.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.